Hey folks, it's been a huge week over here on the Chronicles of Tom, and I wanted to give you an update. We have a website out, and I would love for you to check it out. It's www.thechroniclesoftompodcast.com. On there you'll find all the episodes, the links, and I even have some blog posts out, so I'd love for you to go see it. And I just wanted to let you all know that as of this week, we've had listeners in 14 different countries. If it wasn't for each and every one of you all who listens, I couldn't do the show. So thank you so much. Let's go ahead and get started though. This week on the Chronicles of Time, we are diving into a monument so famous in America, yet also so controversial. Today we are focusing on Mount Rushmore and the history behind it. But why is this mountain at the center of so many debates? And will there be a time when it is removed? Find out these answers and many more on this episode. I'm your host, Rachel Payton, and you're listening to the Chronicles of Time. Rushmore is deemed so controversial because of its location. The land in which it sits is sacred to the Native American Lakota Sioux tribe, who were the original settlers of the area when the white settlers arrived. In 1868, a treaty was signed promising the Sioux undisturbed use and occupation of the territory. This treaty, like most in America, was broken. By 1877, the Lakota was forced to surrender their land due to gold being discovered in the area. Fast forward to the 1920s, and we have Doan Robinson who comes into the picture. Robinson was a South Dakota state historian who had dreams of carving in the Black Hills. Initially, he wanted the project to feature Western heroes like Lewis and Clark, Chief Red Cloud, or Buffalo Bill. But when he talked to Guts and Borglum, that was all out the window. Doan thought highly of Borglum, saying, "God only makes a Michelangelo or a Guts and Borglum once every 1,000 years. Borglum was a sculptor who thought Robinson was thinking too regional. Borglum said, "If you want to bring tourism to South Dakota, think larger and more national." So the birth of the presidential figures came to be. Before being asked to work on Mount Rushmore, Guts and Borglum had been working on a project in Georgia. But what exactly was the project? Well, he was sculpting a tribute to the Confederacy featuring people like Robert E. Lee. Yikes. Eventually, Borglum would be fired from the project and destroy the work he had completed thus far. It wasn't until he was 60 years old when he would begin Mount Rushmore. The reason he chose these four men to be featured on the mountain was because he believed they had done the most for America. The presidents featured are in order: George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. But ironically, Roosevelt is the only one of the four presidents to have gone to South Dakota. Roosevelt was also a bold choice for Borglum due to his presidency not being far removed. People hadn't had a solid chance to thoroughly assess the impact of his legacy yet. It was a bold choice, but Borglum was a bold man. He was known to be quite the charmer, but it would be unbelievable if he didn't get his way. Nonetheless, it was his new life project. He had his vision. Now he needed the funds to accomplish it. They invited President Calvin Coolidge to come to the construction site in January of 1927. The invitation was in hopes to raise awareness to gather money for the project. They made preparations for the president's visit and even stocked the stream in which he fished in with trout. All of their efforts must have worked because Coolidge stayed for the whole summer and dedicated the site on his visit. It was a huge success for Borglum and his project. The side in which Borglum chose to carve was intentional. It is the side that gets the most sunlight. The workers, many who were miners looking for gold before, began with Washington. The jackhammers they used were 40 to 50 pounds and were powered by giant compressors. To be safe, they worked in special harnesses on the mountain, and throughout the entire project, not one death occurred. Before beginning the vigorous work, the men had to climb up over 700 stairs to the top of the mountain. In 1930, the Washington Head was dedicated. When it came to the Jefferson Head, there was some trouble. After nearly 2 years of carving, the site was too weak, and they had to dynamite all of the work they had done. They had to move Jefferson to the other side of Washington's head. And 6 years after they dedicated Washington's head, they dedicated Jefferson's. The next year, in 1937, a bill was introduced to Congress proposing they add on Susan B. Anthony's head to Mount Rushmore. As we all know, this never happened because Congress said no funds were going to anything but the already planned four heads. Also in 1937, Lincoln's head would be dedicated, and 2 years later, the last head, that of Teddy Roosevelt, would go on to be dedicated. Overall, the project took nearly 14 years to complete. It's estimated that it could have only taken 6 years, but due to the lack of money and weather delays, it over doubled the time. The initial budget was $250,000, but that was just simply impossible. In the end, the project cost nearly $1 million, almost all paid by the United States Treasury. There is a secret tunnel behind Lincoln's head called the Hall of Records. Originally, Borglum wanted this to hold important American documents and documents on Mount Rushmore, but after his death in 1941, the Hall of Records perished and sat empty until 1998. In that year, the National Park Service put a vault containing documents on Rushmore in the floor. There is also a trail that goes under Mount Rushmore. It's called the Presidential Trail and will give you a more intimate look at the mountain. It is a little over half a mile long and has over 400 stairs. In 1976, the iconic Avenue of Flags opened at Mount Rushmore. There are 56 flags that represent the states, districts, territories, and commonwealths. An entry into the park is free. But while you're there, you can even visit Guts and Borglum's studio with scale models of Mount Rushmore. The controversy over the mountain has been brought up for years. In 1980, the United States Supreme Court decided that the Black Hills had been illegally seized. More than $100 million was awarded to the Sioux Nation, but they refused the money, saying the land was never for sale. The award now stands at over $1 billion. While calls for Mount Rushmore to be destroyed are almost guaranteed to continue, it doesn't look like Mount Rushmore will be going anywhere. It only erodes 1 inch every 10,000 years and has over 3 million visitors annually. If you're visiting and want to pay respect to the Sioux Nation, about 15 miles from Rushmore is a giant carving of Crazy Horse. But let me put this in perspective for you. Washington's head on Mount Rushmore is 60 feet. The Crazy Horse Memorial is 641 feet. It's truly worth the visit. And if you simply cannot get enough of Mount Rushmore, you should check out Williamsburg, Virginia. In 2004, a park called President's Park opened that consists of sculptures of every president from George Washington to George W. Bush, varying from 15 to 18 feet tall. In 2010, the park went bankrupt. The heads now sit on private property that offers tours of the sculptures. Well, folks, it seems that's all I have for the week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode over Mount Rushmore and the controversy that surrounds it. Please don't forget to check out my website at www.thechroniclesoftimepodcast.com. And while you're at it, check out my Facebook and Instagram page. If you have any episode suggestions or just want to talk history, email me at thechroniclesoftimepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I can't wait to see what's to come with the show. I'm your host, Rachel Payton, and you just listened to the Chronicles of Time.